we all know those times where there's moments in our lives that we can't control. Yet we want to so badly. We want to figure it out so badly, but we just can't. And that's okay. And that is a moment that I'm in right now. And I have no one else to talk to, so here we are. Hi everyone, my name is Joey Kidney, and welcome to the Happy Times Podcast. This is a chat between you and I. No one else. This is just two friends talking, even though we've never met. I am drinking tea that is too hot. As you can hear, I've been speaking way too much and I've been a little stressed by my voice. So bear with me here, okay? I got that good tea. I'm telling you, it's the good stuff. And I hope you do too. I hope you're sitting down and you're relaxed. I have my dog beside me and he's chewing a bone. So if you hear some gnawing, that's what that is. Don't worry, it's not myself clawing. Or I've been watching a lot of thrillers, so I'm not going to explain any other situations. But I never want this to be like a one-sided conversation. I never want you to think that I'm like any better. Like I'm just a kid with a podcast. I heard Emma Chamberlain talk about this and on her podcast. Or I mean, I saw a clips on TikTok and on YouTube and stuff like that. It was all over about how she's quitting YouTube. And it's interesting for her to say that because like YouTube, for I remember finding Emma Chamberlain and I remember tweeting about her and she had like no subscribers and she was like freaking out that I tweeted about her and I was like, this girl's the next Cody Ko. Like I'm telling you, this girl's going to blow up. And now she's one of the biggest names, which is crazy because, you know, here I am still irrelevant, but you know, I'm still happy to be here. But to hear that, you know, she is having a hard time on YouTube and having a hard time realizing why she's doing stuff. And I have a lot of words. I've lived this life for a long time. I've been doing this for 10 years now. And my advice to her is to just go back to doing the things that you love. Even if it's not filming, even if it's not talking about your day, maybe it's hanging with your friends and just going to get coffee with your father. You know, maybe it's not meant to be filmed. Maybe it's not meant to be talked about. And that's the one piece of advice that I've implemented into my own life. And it's made my life way, 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 way better. We live this life where we're like constantly on social media all the time. We feel constant need to update people on our lives and why we are doing what we are doing. And everything, every moment, every coffee we get, every meal that we snack on, as if we're doing any better. And we're all like these micro influencers of like, oh my God, you need this product in your life. And we're just spending so much God dang money that it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. I was talking with my girlfriend the other day and we're in this weird, weird part of the world where like we're really watching like sustainable and trying to be like ethical and just environmentally friendly and everything. But oh my God, I saw a sponge in a store the other day. It was like a handmade sustainable sponge. You know what it's made out of? Cloth. It was a cloth sponge. Can you imagine washing dishes with a t-shirt and then reusing that all the time? Do you know how much it was? It was $37. And okay, the perfect example to explain how big it was. Do you know the size of men's pockets? This sponge, the quote unquote sponge, was the size of women's pockets. And I'm saying, I feel just as much cheated as you do. Like, that is insane. And it's insane. The price on it is just, like, unreal. I understand somebody, like, probably sewed it and everything. But, my God. It's just, I'm all for being sustainable. Even I bought a reusable sponge that you can use in the dishwasher. Not use in the dishwasher. You clean it in the dishwasher, which is really interesting to me. That seems like something that like that seems practical, not just like, oh my God, let me just like cut up my t-shirt and then soak it in my meat sauce pasta water to clean my wine glass. Like what are we doing here? Anyways, okay, I'm getting off track. Life's just been really, really insane, and all of my thoughts and my hearts and my prayers and everything goes out to the people. Or anyone who has family in Ukraine right now. Oh my God, my heart is just breaking. I know there's a lot of people out there who are like, oh my God, I don't know. Like I'm educating myself and doing all that. Listen, there's no amount of education that you can have on this subject. You just, if you feel awful, like just feel remorse, feel something. People are going through war right now. It's not about being educated. It's being a, having good morals and being a decent human being to understand that people need our help. And that's why I've done a lot behind the scenes, obviously, to like donate and stuff. My manager are big fans of, we're big dog people. So we've donated to a couple shelters out there, and even my parents are like donating to Red Cross, and it's just awful. There's no more media that we need to see from influencers talking about it. So just do your part, whether it's off camera or whatever, just have people in your hearts. That's all I ask for. You don't need to be an expert on anything. Just do what you think is right. Now, by no means is there a way for me to segue what I'm going to be talking about. My life, I understand that I'm very privileged. I'm very thankful to live where I do. I live in Canada. I live in a very safe environment, and I'm very thankful. I just want to say that before I talk about my stresses and my own personal issues that I'm having right now. Frankie's walking in the room, coming to check on me, going to give me a little kiss. All right, thank you. But one of the things that I'm dealing with right now is that my plan was to live in a home where I rent, and then while I'm paying rent, buy a home, and then use that time of like my last few months in order to move into the home, and then I can start doing stuff. I can start like I wanted to renovate a home. I didn't want to actually live in it for the full time. I wanted to renovate it and then rent it out. And just with today's market is, I'm not trying to give you like a mortgage lesson, but today's market is really tough. It's a really, really hard situation to be in. It's so hard for people to buy homes. It's definitely a seller's market and what that means is that, you know, people selling their homes are in a better situation than people trying to buy homes. We've been in buyer markets before where homes will sell for under asking, and that's a steal for the buyer. Right now, that's not the situation. The steal is definitely for the sellers. So my home buying journey has definitely gone downhill, which is something that's been really frustrating. Because I've wanted to, you know, put myself in a really good situation. I had a really good year last year, and I really want to take advantage of it and do what's right. I never grew up with a family like that had a lot of money, and to educate myself in money, I had to educate myself. Just starting on YouTube, like I remember my first brand deal was like $400, and it was. Okay, hold on. I probably shouldn't say this, but my first offer ever was. From an adult fun time store. I don't know how an adult store, I guess I get there. That's fine. For a product that I can't use, but women can use, keeping it very vague. And I remember I was like 16 years old and I walked into my mom. I'm like, can I promote this? Is this a thing that I can do? It was also for $400, and mom was like, no way in hell are you doing that. And I was like, okay, that's fine. But my manager was like trying to pry. Obviously, managers are doing manager stuff, but it was just so funny. And then, yeah, I remember my first brand deal was $400, and I forget how many subscribers I had, but I was like putting in the work. Like, I definitely deserve way more than $400, but that's how you have to do it starting out. And I saved up enough money so that when I went to college, I didn't have a very big tuition, but I was able to pay it off. I went to a 3-year program in 2 years, which was like compact. It was crazy. I had 9 courses every single semester. I paid both years off. I could pay it off in the first year, which was something that I've always wanted to do. Like, especially with money, the one thing that I really wanted to do was to always be in a spot where, like, if I had to spend $1,000, like I needed to fix a car or my mom needed like a surgery or anything, I would be able to do it and I wouldn't be crying at night. Like, I wouldn't be like, oh, I don't know what to do with my life. And I've been in like in stability, like with that type of stability for a while now. And it's really nice, but as of right now, it's just like, I don't know what to do. I've never had money before. And now I'm getting to the point where I have enough money to buy a home, but I can't. And before I get into it, I think this is a great time to talk about today's sponsor for the podcast. Very exciting. The sponsor is Every Plate. Every Plate is America's best value meal kit. While most meal kits come with premium price tag, Every Plate offers delicious dinners that won't break your bank. You know, at first, I was so skeptical of meal kits because I thought they would be really, really expensive. I thought it was going to be like this most luxurious thing possible that only the ultra rich could do. But that's not the case. Now I've done it myself, and I'm convinced that you can get the same deliciousness at a lower price. Every Plate's quality ingredients come carefully packed and pre-portioned, helping you save money and reduce food waste. You know, like that bag of mixed green salad that you throw out every week? Yeah, it's not gonna be that. So give yourself and your wallet a break and enjoy delicious, affordable meals delivered to your door and ready to go just in 6 simple steps. You know, I am somebody that loves to cook. And even though I have my favorite recipes of all time, like my Italian mom would love that I make them all the time. Basically all I eat is pasta. But I really enjoy finding new recipes. And this is why I really love Every Plate, because it is an affordable way for me to try new foods and expand my palate. And it keeps myself really happy as well as my relationship, because something that we do a lot is cook, and it allows us to do it together and try out something new. It's honestly a great date idea as well. So I'm not just going to tell you this without giving you an offer. So you can get started with Every Plate for just $1.79 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering the code GIVEN179. I'll say that again. Get started with Every Plate for just $1.79 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering the code GIVEN179. And let me tell you, that's up to $104 in value. I thought it would be a good topic to talk about money when I talk about the meal kit. And I would actually, you know, it actually saves you money, because the amount of food that you end up throwing out. If you do your own groceries, you end up throwing out a lot of food. And so that's why I do like those meal kits. This isn't the continuation of the promotion. I really like them, especially when there's less plastic in the boxes as well. I think they do a really good job. But yeah, let's move on to my life situation. I can't buy a home. I can't afford it. And even though I can't afford it, I can't afford it. Which is a really tough and weird spot to be in. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that are in that situation as well. But mine got a little harder to handle when I was sitting down with my girlfriend and we were planning on going to Mexico. Her friends were in Mexico. My friends were going to Mexico. And we were like, you know what? We deserve a trip. I've been working really hard. She's been really working really hard. We've been through our tough little battles. And, you know, Canada alone, it being here in the winter, by the end of March, you're just like, I need to leave. Even though it's getting warmer, I just need to leave. And so we were kind of in that mindset. And so we were looking at Mexico. And we're sitting down and we're like stressed. We've been talking about going on a trip for like months, but we don't know where to go. We don't know what budget. We don't know, like, I've traveled a lot. She hasn't. She has, but not as frequently as me. And so we just like, we're button heads and everything. And then we finally sat down and we discussed, like, okay, we're going to go to this place in Mexico. I'm going to be bougie. Like, I definitely want a hot tub, like near the room or on the room, in the room, whatever. And literally, as we're sitting there, we're like, okay, we find the spot, we agree on it. I get this email and I look up at Angelica, and I remember this moment. I look up at her and I go, just kidding, cancel the trip, we gotta move. Now, Angelica doesn't live with me, but she's here often enough where she's basically a part of the home. And I got a message from the landlord. It was an email and it basically read that we gotta move. So the situation, I don't want to get too much into detail because it is a little serious, but they have family in the Ukraine and they want to move them here, which is kind of interesting how it's tying all together. I didn't plan this podcast out. If anyone's listening to the podcast, you know that These are not planned. These are not scripted. Except for the ad reads, these are not scripted at all. And so they messaged me saying that they have family in the Ukraine and they want to move them here and upgrade their living situation where they live. They live in Toronto. And I was like...
This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
It's a tough email to read because immediately I'm like, yes, we are getting your mom back. And then the second half, I'm like, wait a second, I don't have anywhere to live now. So what they're doing is they're selling this home. And it's been a process already of just stress. I'm somebody who loves change, but I like to be the one who's changing it. So I'm like, immediately we ordered, like I remember Angelica and I are sitting down, we're eating pho, and I didn't finish it. I didn't eat it because I was so stressed. I was walking around, I called my mom, everything. There's a lot of factors that I don't want to get into about why I was stressed. And then I'm like, I'm calling up my mortgage guy. I'm calling up my real estate agent and being like, okay, we got to buy a home now. And I'm like, this is so stupid. I'm not going to buy a home now. Long story short, they're putting this home up for sale. They're coming to take pictures tomorrow. And the home goes up for sale, and I assume that it's going to sell like quite quickly. And I've done the math where if somebody buys a home and they put $100,000 down, the mortgage is still going to be more than our rent. So I doubt that they're going to want to keep the tenants. They'd be better off living it for a year, renovating it, and then a year later, they can rent it out again for probably, I don't know, two times our price. So the odds of us staying here are minimal, but I can't bank on that. I can't look at places yet until they give me the notice that it's sold and the new homeowner doesn't want a tenant. And so I'm in this like limbo where I have to clean up and hide all my stuff from my photos and my showings and also kind of look at places but not look at places because I couldn't be moving, but I could be moving. And I still get 60 days, but like I said, it's a seller's market right now, and that's even for rentals, so there's nowhere to live. And so it's been something that's really been stressing me out. And at the same time, my parents are renovating their house. And I've been helping. So if I'm not at home, like cleaning up and trying to organize my life and also looking for places to live, then I'm at my parents ripping up a hardwood floor and laying down new floor and then assembling an IKEA kitchen. Like that's my life right now. So if I'm lacking on social media, I'm going to post every single week for a podcast. I promise you. I'm going to do it. I want to do it. I just realized that we're like top 100 on Apple Podcasts in like the mental health. And then we're also like top 20 on Spotify and mental health. I didn't know this. My buddy Matthias James Barker, he just like messaged me and was like, hey man, you're here. Good job. And I was like, I had no idea. That's pretty cool. So I'm very thankful. Thank you very much for listening. So I vouch to you that I'm going to upload. And if I don't, like, just please DM me. Just please DM me like every like Tuesday. Be like, hey Joey, podcast Friday. Film it on Thursday. Just do it. Just do it, please. That's the DM this week. Just tell me to remind me to film a podcast on Thursday. It feels so good to just sit down and talk it out. I remember when I first started YouTube, that is the reason why I did it, It was to get stuff off my mind. And I haven't been doing that in so long, and the podcast is perfect for that. So I understand where Emma Chamberlain is coming from. The podcast is a new medium form that we're allowed to express ourselves on. And even though I'm in a situation where I don't necessarily know how it's going to go, I don't know anything about it. I don't know anything. I think the stress of it is that I don't have any control over the situation. But at the same time, I had this realization today that not having control, or knowing that I don't have control, is probably the best thing that could happen. Because if we know that we don't have control over something, we're able to focus our attention on the things that we can't control. We're able to separate ourselves and our lives from the things that are out of reach. I can't sit here and make this home sell faster. I can't go out and find somebody to buy this home and then rent it to me again. I can't go out and find like an old couple and buy their home off of them, because where are they going to live? They have nowhere to go. No one can afford anything. Well, actually, they probably could. If they saved up, they could have $1 million. Anyways, these are all things that I can't control, and that's okay. That's all right. It's okay to be a little stressed. It's okay to take your breaks. And it's okay to be okay, but it's okay to be stressed, and it's okay to be happy as well. Like I'm so over this, it's okay to be okay or to not be okay. I'm over that. It's okay to be happy. I'm somebody who's felt so much guilt for being happy and so much guilt for not knowing the answer when I'm somebody who gives advice, that I don't know my answer right now. And if you're listening and you're that person that always knows the answer, it's okay if you don't. There's nothing in life that is always going to make sense to you. Not everything in life is going to make sense. And not everything in life is going to have this picture-perfect answer. It's not always going to be the answer that you want. But sometimes it's going to be the answer that you need. Because the day that I found out, the day that my landlord emailed me, was on that damn day of the 2-2-2-2-2-2, whatever, the two, you know what I'm talking about, the 2 days, what was it, February 22nd, 2022, that's what it was. And then the next day, I saw somebody post something, because I wasn't on my phone that day. Somebody posted saying that if you received information on this day, this was the day of change for the better. And I was like, oh my God. I'm not somebody who's spiritual, but I'm listening to this. I'm taking this for a walk, a dance roll. This is my lifelong journey now. This is happening for the better. And that's what I genuinely believe that. I'm somebody that loves change, and just because I didn't get to change this myself doesn't mean that's not going to be great. So I encourage you to have this outlook as well. But a part of me misses the times where I didn't just have a positive outlook. Sometimes I felt comfortable in my sadness, comfortable in the unknown, comfortable in this sense that maybe I didn't have the answer. Maybe I wasn't just okay about it. Maybe I wasn't just this positive guy. But I'll tell you, I've learned too much over the years, and I've put too much time in trying to understand my anxiety, my depression, my thoughts. And I've really realized that these things like this that happen in life are just out of our control. And so I hope this inspires you to understand the things in your life that are out of your control. And one of the things that I actually recommend doing is taking out a notepad. And I know everyone's always like, oh, just write it down. Let's literally write it down. Write it down. If you're stressed right now, take it a notepad. On one column, put control. On the other column, put no control. Write down the things that are in your control. Can I change this right now? If you cannot, put it in the no control. Those are the things that are happening in your life that you do not have any control over. You can manage them. You can live with them. But you cannot change them. Those are the things that just are going to happen, and that's okay. Trust me, you're going to do all right, and I am too. Thank you guys very much for listening to the Happy Times Podcast. I truly, truly, I'm just amazed. I didn't know it was on charts at all. So if this is your first time listening, or if you don't already follow the podcast, please subscribe, do whatever you got to do, share it, say you're listening to it, and definitely send me a message saying that you're listening to it, because I truly love seeing the faces and assigning names to just a number of listeners. It means the world to me. Thank you guys very much, and I'll talk to you soon. In a week. I'll talk to you in a week.